This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
As soon as the fire drill got pulled, the fire alarm got pulled, and kids were evacuating, I heard 5 pops. And I was like, that's not a drill. I was like, and we never did a drill like that.
Kids were freaking out. Some kids froze. Some kids were on their phones. A lot of were on their phones just trying to Snapchat everything because they thought it was a joke and it wasn't. There's kids freaking out. Students freaking out, teachers.
19-year-old Nicholas Cruz will be in court on Thursday. He opened fire at a school where he was expelled. Hi, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. 17 people are dead as a result of it. So many of them students. You heard from some of the students there describing what happened. Some are fighting for their life right now. The school was Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School in Parkland, Florida. The Broward County Sheriff's Department was very busy today. Cruz was expelled from school for reasons not really made public at this point, but he was found with multiple ammunition mags and one AR-15 style rifle. Students talked about what they knew about him when he was expelled, who knew him, and say that he used to set off the fire alarm all the time. Combing through his social media, he talked a lot about guns, etc. People are now saying there was just something a little quirky about him. There were problems with him last year threatening students. He was asked to leave campus. He did. Administrators even sent an email to teachers warning them about Cruz, but what could they do other than, I guess, the things that they did do? So he does end up back at the school, and he takes the lives of way too many. 17 dead. He was arrested, by the way, off the school's campus about 2 hours after that shooting. You had hysterical parents who were, of course, driving to the school, praying it wasn't their child that was involved in this catastrophic moment in this shooting. You know, when it first started, they were talking about numerous fatalities, horrific situation. Well, what does that tell you? Does it tell you that it was just a bloodbath? That's what it was. A bloodbath. In the beginning, they were saying 5 victims, 6. It just kept adding up. It started about 2:30 in the afternoon Eastern time. On the loose for an hour. He was on the loose for an hour in that school, loaded for bear, hitting anything he could. Some got away. There weren't threatening phone calls. There weren't any notes that they know of, any of that. There were about 50 people injured in some other way, by the way. Some stayed in school and they were barricaded in place. Some of them survived because of that. Others ran out of the school in groups with their hands up. There was a triage area. It was that bad, where people had to be evaled and treated, set in ambulances in some case, and carted off. I mean, just awful. Ugh. And what they were doing, some of the students, they were, of course, texting their parents to tell them that they were safe. This school, this high school, has multiple buildings. Got about 3,000 students, pretty big-sized school. SWAT teams showed up, armored cars were there, students were running out of the exits. I mean, just awful. Florida Governor Rick Scott tweeted out, "I've spoken with the Broward Sheriff Scott Israel, the Superintendent Robert Runcie, and the FDLE Commissioner Rick Swearingen regarding this high school. We'll continue to get updates from the law enforcement." He says, "Pure act of evil afterwards. All flags in Florida, all American flags and other flags, half mass." Wow. Parents just, oh, can't believe it. Even some of the police departments, because this is how they respond, and this is, you know, social media, sent out a tweet. The Coral Springs Police sent out a tweet saying, worried parents of Douglas High School students, while this is Parkland scene, we are assisting. We understand you are worried for children and nearby middle school children, which was put on lockdown as a precaution because who knew what was going to happen there. So sad scenes coming out of Florida, out of South Florida. I can tell you that in my life, since I have family in South Florida, immediately, of course, people were reaching out to tell me it wasn't on my nephew Owen's side. Initially, somebody had reported erroneously that it was on the West Coast, and it wasn't. It was on the other side of the state. So just absolutely horrific. And even if you were to look at all the schools and say, well, this kids can get killed in so many other ways, yes. But do you send your kid to school, then they're gunned down, you never see them again? Oh, never have a conversation again? It just hurts my heart to even think about those poor people who are dealing with that. 18 school shootings in the United States so far in 2018. It's not a good number. Not at all. It's a horrible, horrible number. But you know, inevitably when this happens, the word gun control pops up, or gun debate. So, Florida Senator Marco Rubio said on Wednesday night, it's too early to talk gun control until more is known regarding the deadly school shooting. And of course, the shooter was able to obtain the gun legally. I mean, wow, wow, and wow. Of course, there's going to be more debate about this. The president said it. Students, teachers should never feel unsafe at school. I agree. Oof. Isn't there a place to keep them safe? And you would think school would be it. No one should ever feel that way in an American school. It's an unspeakable, unspeakable tragedy. Just pure evil. Pure evil. I mean, this was designed to kill as many, you know, this guy was after as many people as he could get. With 3,000 students around, especially that time of day, they were sitting ducks. Cruz was expelled last year. Multiple mags on an AR-15 assault-style rifle. Investigators say that he pulled the school's fire alarm multiple himself to begin the assault. Wow. I mean, again, there are no great words. It is horrible. These kids are taught everything they can possibly teach them about dealing with an active shooter, but you can only do so much. Some of them survive because of that. That is the good news there, but very little is good. Nothing is good about this, except for that some were able to survive it because of the knowledge they had. Wow. All right, coming up, we're going to hit the America Tonight mailbag next on ATN.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
Now let's talk about the mail. Can we talk about the mail, please, Mac? I'm dying to talk about the mail with you all day, okay?
It is time to dive into the mailbag. Love that. Yeah, lots of mail. Some of it heavy-hearted, some of it light-hearted. Spoiler alert. So I'm going to talk about the Olympics because I got a couple of emails from you. By the way, if you want to shoot me an email, send it to Delaney Media, DelaneyMediaGroup@live.com. DelaneyMediaGroup@live.com because a brand new website is being designed. You can actually see it. AmericaTonightRadio.com, if you go there, AmericaTonightRadio.com, check it out. Michaela Schifrin, waiting on whether or not she could win a gold medal because the winds were so bad for those skiers, it kept getting canceled. A bunch of events would get canceled, they'd have to leave. Canceled, get to leave. The giant slalom race, Thursday afternoon, was a good one. So how about this? Michaela Schifrin shattered the field in her second run. She just blitzed through the terrain that I think is pretty darn tricky for her second gold of her Olympic career. It was a nice run. I mean, just a beautiful run. So the 22-year-old Schifrin's 5 gold objective is maybe alive and well. She returns to the slalom on Friday. She won gold in that event at the Sochi Games and is a favorite here because of her technical skills. And then the Super G, which is a speed event, happens on Saturday. Then 3 days of training for the downhill Wednesday, followed by the combined, which would marry downhill and slalom. What a daunting task. Can you imagine if she does it? It's possible. I watched a story on her and her workouts. Absolutely incredible. So, about four different emails about Mikayla Shiffrin, including this one from Sean, who says, "Wow, Mikayla Shiffrin is amazing, Kate Delaney. I know that you not only have a passion for politics and biz, but I've been listening to you for 10 years. I love that you're on NBC, and I catch that rockin' show on the weekends, too. And I know that you think she could possibly net that five. So do you think she's really going to do it?" Well, she can. Of course, she's got the skills. This kid trained like, I mean, she's 22. Unbelievable, the training. The footage I saw of her just blew my mind. And that's what you have to do. I mean, and she says it. If somebody does something one more, just one step better than you, extra reps, extra whatever, and forget about it. So the great news is that there she is with the gold medal. It's got at least one of them, right? And one from before, so we'll see what happens the rest of the way, because her big stuff is coming up. I mean, this is just a wild week of racing. I mean, she went through those gates like nobody's business. She shredded it in Pyeongchang. Whew. Love watching this kid. And obviously so do you, because I got that many more emails about her. All right, how about this one from Jeff? Jeff says, "Kate, what happened in those kids in that school in South Florida is just absolutely disgusting. There are no words. I know you've said that many times. It's true. There just aren't any words clearly to describe what that must be like if your kid was killed in a school shooting. I mean, it's terrible. Who gets to call the parents? And then what happens afterwards, and especially if there are other kids involved in the family? Well, yeah, no, this is an arduous task. If you're a parent and you're waiting and they don't come, well, then you already know. And that's not good, because that's how you find out. And who knows what they look like, what happened in the school, because the first responders are always just devastated by what they see when they come on a scene like this one, especially crazy. How about this one from Christopher? Christopher says, "Katie, loving America tonight. Not trying to say that to copycat everybody else, but I got to tell you, I listen to you when I work out. I download the shows usually afterwards. Sometimes I get to listen to you live. And I was wondering, what do you make of this whole vetting process at the White House? Do they know how to vet candidates strongly enough? Are they ignoring information? What do you think it is? This whole, well, the policy, they had the interim clearance. That's one problem. So you had the resignation of former staff security Rob Porter. There was all those allegations of domestic abuse, the pictures we saw, the black eye. And now, of course, everybody's questioning, how are they doing business with, how are they vetting people? So I like this guy, eeny, meeny, miny, moe, or what is it? Yet over 100 White House staff that had an interim security clearance, and of course they had to have it because they moved in so quickly, but new security clearances should have done something to question a few of the people who had them. Staffers already had temporary ones. They were allowed to stay in their spots. That's the problem. So how do you let a Porter in the House? He might have been super good at his job, but there are definitely derogatory allegations surrounding him that are horrific, that he doesn't want surrounding him for reasons of what just happened, fireable offenses. This one is from Tim, who says, "Kate, I got to tell you, you know, when you look at these gatekeepers in these schools, it makes you wonder that a shooter gets into that high school, wears a gas mask, carried smoke grenades, thought of everything he could. Sometimes you got to attack it head on." Well, I think you can't blame anyone for what happened. We don't know what happened inside the school. Some teachers tried to do what they could to protect the students by backing off of the situation, which I would applaud them for that. Others try to be aggressive. I mean, it's, what do you do? Think in that instant, that's coming at you, and you've got the responsibility of students. Do you slam the door, tape it up, and prey doesn't get in, what do you do? And that's the question more administrators, more teachers are asking themselves. What do I do if this becomes a thing at my school? How do I protect the kids? What do I do? What can I do? Well, if you have your own kids, make sure they're very aware of whatever drills, anything they have to know. They don't blow that off. They seriously, seriously pay attention. Because this is the day and age where you got to pay attention. Even kids at schools, they have to know the basics because they have to be able to clearly get out of a school if they can. If they can. Or if a teacher locks the door and they decide they're going to kind of cowboy up and try to do what they can because it's too risky, well, you hope for their survival, right? Of course we hope for their survival. I just know in this case you had a little bit of both. You had some that were cowering, not cowering because they were cowardly, but cowering to stay out of the face of the shooter and survive it. And others that tried to hit it head on. Horrible place to be. There's no question about that. No question. In the meantime, in case you missed it, the medal count heading in to Wednesday was 100 gold medals all in all since the beginning of the Olympic runs for some very famous U.S. athletes. And so the count is very much on. You know, you look at the count, the full medal count, with the countries, Norway has 14, Germany has 13, Netherlands 11, Germany 8, Norway 7, Canada 4, United States 5. Wow. It is tough in South Korea to try to make some noise, and especially because you have all those skiers in Norway, all those skiers in the Netherlands, and in Germany, frankly, too, as well. But some of the best Team USA athletes haven't even fully performed yet, so I think that number certainly is going to be higher than 5. Coming up next, oh yeah, Forbes Books at Bedtime with me, Kate Delaney.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter. And if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
At Bedtime with Kate Delaney and Greg Stebbin.
Well, Greg, very pleased to welcome to the show my pal, Erin Gargan. She is a powerhouse. That's what she is. She's an author, a speaker, and an entrepreneur. We're going to talk to her about digital persuasion, and that, in fact, is the name of her smoking hot book. Erin, thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me, Kate. Great to see you.
So let me just ask you a wide open question, and this is a good one, Greg. It's so easy, but it's not so easy to understand it, I think, for a lot of people. What is digital persuasion?
Well, digital persuasion is the art of persuading someone that you don't know very well to give you a shot from behind the screen. So it's what you're typing or texting or tweeting to someone that you don't know very well on maybe LinkedIn or email or social or a text to get them to either meet with you, check out your profile, click on your link, read your content, inspire them to do something, take some kind of action besides ignore you.
And getting them to ignore you is really easy.
That's right. That's right. Because we all were overloaded, so we're all ignoring each other, right? Everyone's shouting about themselves. And so the big key with digital persuasion is if someone's rolling, you know, scrolling through their inbox or scrolling through their social media or scrolling through our endless supply of screens, what are you saying? What are you typing that gets them to stop the scroll and lean in and pay attention to you?
Yeah, so what is it? What is it you should really start to look for? What kind of content should you look to share, I guess?
Well, the first step is to understand that 99% of people are opening with the exact same thing, and that's themselves. So everyone is shouting about themselves. I call it the why I rock syndrome. So why I rock, you know, who else thinks I rock, you know, how I can help you rock, and are you interested in meeting with me to learn more about how I can help you rock? So everyone's just shouting about themselves. They're all starting with the word I and talking about themselves. And so the other thing that to realize is that in today's world, we're getting bombarded with so much content, like 300 messages, right, a day on average of notifications and emails. And so our brains are getting better at making faster and faster decisions on if we're open to this person or if we care about this person. And so what's becoming more and more important is how you're maximizing the power of the preview. Because we're looking at things in a notification on our phone, on our inbox, you get like maybe a sentence, about 10 words to kind of check out what this is going to be about. And most people are just completely blowing that preview. So everyone's just scrolling right by you, throwing you in the trash, ignoring you. You're not even getting a chance at that, right? So my whole book, my whole platform, my whole speaking, everything that I teach and train salespeople and entrepreneurs how to do is, what do you say in that first sentence that is different from everyone else and that gets you attention? And first of all, it's not about you. That's step one.
So you tell this amazing story on your website about how you discovered this and how you were failing as miserably as the rest of us, and then you did something and discovered something. Tell us the story.
Well, I was running my agency, which I founded in 2010, Socialite Agency, and we had a large client that was about 70% of our revenue. It's one of the largest financial companies in the world. You probably have one of their credit cards in your wallet right now. And I got a little too big for my britches, and I thought I had my relationship locked down and put all my eggs in one basket. One day, my contact ended up leaving the company, and within 3 months, we lost 70% of our revenue. I had to fire 2/3 of my staff, a few great friends. I had to bail on my fancy office lease and convert my 900 square foot apartment. So turned my guest room into a conference room and took down the art and put up the whiteboard and had to kind of start from square one. So I was desperate to get new clients. And I found myself sending out the same message over and over again, the why I rock message I just talked about earlier, and I was getting nothing. And it was coming down to payroll time. I had to find a way to pay my employees, two of them which had children, no pressure. And I was sitting there one night on a Friday drinking a gallon of Chardonnay and feeling
out of a gallon myself. Jar tells us how good the Chardonnay is.
just like Gallo, right? Just like $7 for like, you know, 30 glasses, just the cheap stuff. Couldn't afford the good stuff. So I'm sitting there feeling sorry for myself, drinking too much white wine. And all of a sudden I opened a message in my email from a sales rep. And he had offered to solve a problem that I had been facing with another one of our clients. And he said, hey, just so you know, this is what's going on with your client. An API thing's changing. Watch out. It could affect your social media posts. I saw you work with these guys. It might be good for you to take a peek at what's happening. So I looked at it, and sure enough, he was right. And he saved us from having a major problem with our second biggest client, which then really would have been screwed. And so I reached back to him. I said, hey, thanks so much. Checked out his profile, saw he sold social media software, ended up buying software from this guy, and he's still our vendor like 7 years later, right? So in that moment, I leaned back and I was like, wait a minute. This guy just got my attention. How did he do it? And so I started to go back through all my messages and started to see, like, well, why do I answer some people and not others? And I formulated what I found into a formula. Now I use it for myself to get all of our clients. Our agency is rocking. You know, we've worked with, you know, Black & Decker and Target and Linksys. We've worked with the Oscars, ABC, Disney, Siemens, everyone you can think of now using this method. And so now I'm hired to actually teach our sales method to sales organizations, all because of this moment that involved way too much cheap Chardonnay.
I love it. So tell us a little bit about the sales method. And we should tell everyone you can pick up Aaron's book, Digital Persuasion, of course, on Amazon and wherever great books are sold.
That's right. Well, so the method is, it's called the pub method. Okay. Irish Catholic. Long story how it became that acronym, but if you read the book, you'll find out. But so the pub method, it stands for PUB, right? So it's personal, useful, and brief. And ultimately it's the same type of formula that we all know how to use offline, right? I mean, it's Dale Carnegie, How to Win Friends and Influence People for the Digital Age. It's make people feel important, listen to them, focus on them, start with them. But for some reason, things that we know in person, when we're face-to-face, like looking at Kate here on the screen, I would never just call Kate and start just shouting about myself because that would just be weird. But for some reason, when we get behind a screen and we can't see that person and it's not real-time communication and we're typing, all of a sudden we turn into these horrible versions of ourselves and start shouting about ourselves constantly. So the first step is something personal. So the idea is that if you want to get someone's attention, you want to stop the scroll, forget, you know, I just wanted to let you know, how's your weekend, how are you, all this stuff that no one, I don't care, you don't care, you know I don't care. Jump right into something personal about your recipient. Personal noun of, a proper noun of personal significance to your recipient. So if I was trying to get Kate's attention, and I looked her up online, right? There's so much I could talk about with Kate. I mean, her sports teams, Philadelphia Eagles. We could talk about Dallas, Texas. We could talk about NSA. Talk about, you know, on her Instagram, I saw that her husband just gave her 2 dozen gorgeous red roses that I was jealous about, right? You look them up. I mean, in the old days, you didn't have access to everyone's whole life. So there was no other option but to just ask 100 people with the same message if they're interested. But now, there's no excuse, right? It's like the way we communicate has changed more in the last 5 years than the last 50, but we're still doing 90s cold calling crap in digital format. And it's like, why? Why are we doing this, right? People, old habits die hard. There's no reason to do that. So you want to start something personal. And, you know, if you don't have any footprint online these days, you're either a serial killer or you're hiding something, right? Everyone has some footprint. People are oversharing, if anything.
Right.
So take a second and start with either someone that you have in common, something you have in common, a person, place, or thing that you have in common. You can always find something, a college, a food, a place, an event, you know, an author, anything. If you can't, start with something personal that they care about, that you saw on the social media, you can comment about, you know, saw you like cats or dogs or football or, you know, barbecue. The other day I found something like barbecue in Austin. Something, just lead with them because it doesn't even matter that it's the most incredibly insightful personal open. The point is, what that says to them is this person took the time to look me up. They took the time to care about who I was, and that makes me feel important. And I know I'm not just a number to them. I'm not just another spam cold call situation. Does that make sense?
It totally makes sense. Erin, we just have a couple minutes left in this segment, and if you have time, we would love to have you back on. Will you do it again?
Oh, sure.
Okay, so my question is, when you say, and Greg, you're listening to this, when you say look them up, I go to LinkedIn as well. I mean, there's so many sources. It's not just necessarily Googling, right?
That's right. So Googling someone, looking on LinkedIn, looking on Instagram.
So is Tinder a mistake?
Tinder. Greg, if you're on Tinder and you're swiping left and swiping right, go for it.
I was
anything,
kidding.
Anything but, yeah, well, you can find a lot about people on Tinder, but, you know, anything but just generic and boring. So then you go, so the rest of the method is useful and brief. Offer something before you ask for something and keep it short because people do not read. Our attention spans are short. People hate reading. We're having full emoticon conversations, you know, and so when you're offering something useful, an article, an idea, introduction, something that you're offering before you make an ask. Because ultimately, people are just trying to do too much in these messages. It's not effective for most people. And so I tested this with a lot of sales teams, and what I found is this quality over quantity approach means that you're going from 1% to 3% response rate to anywhere from 40% to 65%. So it's more work, but it works. You know, it's easier not to do it, but it's also easier for your person that you're trying to persuade to ignore you.
Yeah, I love it. All right, Erin Gargan, again, Digital Persuasion, pick up her book. We're going to bring her back for another segment here on Forbes Books at Bedtime. Thank you. Thank you.
fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm NHL veteran Jeremy Roenick. You have a few more weeks to nominate your local ice rink for the coveted title of Kraft Hockeyville USA 2018. The winner will have the opportunity to host an NHL preseason game, plus receive $150,000 from Kraft Heinz in rink upgrades. I love being a part of this program, and I've seen firsthand the incredible spirit hockey communities have when they rally together. See complete contest rules and enter your local rink before nominations close on Saturday, March 10th at KraftHockeyville.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Tonight and talk about this high school slaughter, 17 people dead, unbelievable. The killer, a troubled ex-student who will be in court in the day Thursday after ripping apart so many people's worlds. It's just indescribable. And we talked a little bit about schools and the fact that schools should be safe havens, frankly, for kids of any age. If anything's going to happen, a school should be the last place that you have these senseless tragedies. And people predicted it. They say a lot of the students felt as though something was going to happen. Even the teachers felt like something was going to happen, but they could only do so much. A cell phone video taken by a student from Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School shows this just rapid firing of bullets. It gets louder as students are huddled behind desks and scream and terror. You can hear it in their voices. And you can see where suddenly moments in the cell phone cut out. And it's, I mean, it's just absolutely horrific. That's what I can say. It's horrific. You see students scrambling, crouching on the floor. People are yelling, oh, my God, oh, my God, oh, my God. And what would they be yelling? And what do you tell these students? They've done these drills. They've tried to arm the kids with everything they can. And then you see the video and you just cannot believe what you're seeing, I guess, you know. There's a girl in one of the shots I saw, and it pretty much tells it all. She's just shivering. And you see the cameraman just ducks to the floor. Another boy is lying there. You hear the gunfire, but you don't know. Is it in the classroom? Is it outside of the classroom? You know, what's going on? Dozens of students barricading themselves in classrooms, teachers putting groups into confined spaces, including closets when the school in Parkland came under attack. And that's what you're taught to do. What should we do? How do we take the chance? Do we run outside? Do we stay in the class? What do we do? And there were students that were evacuated that got out safely, and there were others that just could not get out. So the bloodshed in Florida, the latest outbreak so far in 2018, and it's just, I think of Connecticut and the kids, Adam Lanza shooting his mother, then killing 20 children and 6 adults before killing himself. I think of too many other places, but I think of Tucson, Arizona, a student who was failing. Shoots and kills 3 professors, then himself at the University of Arizona. Seems pale in comparison, sad and awful, compared to what happened in this high school. Too many dead as a result of this cockamamie situation. Bullets flying all over the place. By the way, that wasn't the only shooting on the day. There was also a shooting at Fort Meade. A car tried to enter the campus of the National Security Agency on Wednesday morning. 3 people were injured. Gunshots were fired during that incident. But they don't believe anyone was injured as a result of the gunfire. They're not giving a lot of details. But all the gunfire was really directed toward the guy in the truck. They're collecting more evidence. But there were 3 injured after that. And you see how it crashed in, and it's pretty hard. They thought it was a rental car. So the idea was to do damage. There's no doubt about that. Severely hospitalized after a car tries to get into the secure area. That's what's going to happen. I saw that and I wondered, wow, what a day, huh? That's supposed to be a day of love. Valentine's Day, and it's a day of that nonsense. Oh my. Terrible. By the way, how is it being portrayed? Most people are saying a simple headline, 17 dead at a Florida high school. The Florida school shooting was the 18th school shooting of the year. It's only February. What can the president do? Offer prayers and condolences to the families, to everybody involved. And then there's a story about Stormy Daniels. You know the story of Stormy Daniels? Stormy Daniels, the porn star whom the president's personal attorney acknowledged paid $130,000 just before Election Day, believes she is now free to discuss her alleged sexual encounter with Trump. Wow. Didn't look like that was going to happen. I guess it is. Do you know that Shaun White made history? He did. You think of his run, he's in his 30s, but he made Olympic history. Because what did he do last time around? He failed. But to have this athletic drama, to have him go to the highest of highs is huge. I mean, absolutely huge to land that. I don't know how they do it on those snowboards. I do not know how they do it. His comeback almost was derailed or denied when he smashed his face into the lip of a frozen halfpipe in October. He was practicing 1440. It was a gruesome accident, 66 stitches. He certainly could have, and he's one of the highest paid athletes in that arena, he certainly could have hung up his snowboard, but he just felt like he couldn't. Wow. Officially, he became he won the 100th gold medal for Team USA, but that's just a number that he skated across with a snowboard. It is pretty cool, though. It's funny. Shaun White has short hair now. In South Korea, they have a burger named after him. He was gold in Vancouver, but failed miserably in Sochi. Failing twice in his first run, finishing in fourth place. I mean, Sochi just devastated Shaun White because he was listening to the headlines. Everybody said he had it. Do you ever really flip the page and get over that? He did. He rejuvenated himself for Pyongyang. He did what he could, even in the face of serious adversity. I think he's a great story. I thought he was a great story last time around, the time around before that. This is a guy who does not sit on the fence. Just doesn't. He's not into the drama. But it's funny, he creates some controversy when he's not looking for the big, big run. And of course, when you're in the Olympics, every run that counts is going to put you on the podium. Medal is a big run, let's face it. All right, I'm off. Thanks to all of you for supporting the show. Remember, you can always email me. New address, Delaney Media Group Live. Delaney Media Group at live.com. Thanks to Daniel for his fabulous work on the technicals and all of you for listening to this version of America Tonight.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.